WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the Time War. Drinking.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And, well, if you're listening to us over at Gerwig.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, go over to the fine folks over at FightBoot.com. Use a separate window. Don't click out of this one. And, well, check out all their amazing, awesome stuff because we love them and they're amazing and they support us, so we support them. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. Interact with us live at Rack Radio Show, Wild Talk Radio, or at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter machine, or come to those fine websites she just mentioned, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and GoWork.net, and interact with us in our chat room and talk to us about things and places and stuff because we got football, we got Halloween, and we got professional wrestling.
But we have something bigger.
Bigger?
We have a Rocky Horror Virgin. Matt, you need to see it. You need to watch it. Just saying.
Trying to figure out where you were going with that one. Like, oh, okay, right.
And don't watch the new one unless you really want to. I wasn't a fan of it. And that's mainly because of the way that they reworked it. I thought everything else was fine, but it's like some of the reworks I didn't like. But, you know, go watch the original because it's the original. And it has Tim Curry. I mean, how can you top Tim Curry in stilettos and fishnets? You can't.
You really can't.
You really can't. So, yeah. So, Matt, that's your task. You have to go watch Rocky Horror, preferably on Halloween, because that's a good time to do it. Just make sure the kids are out of the room. Really make sure the kids are out of the room.
Yeah, that would be a smart thing.
Yeah. So, it's our Halloween spooktacular. Really? No.
I was looking up to see if when it was on TV, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Apparently it's not. You can only rent or buy it.
Yeah, they don't really play it on TV anymore.
That's a shame.
It really, really is a shame. Like, I'm kind of sad that they don't play it on TV anymore, but they're kind of, I think, reasons why they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's why they sort of did, like, the cleaned up new one, where it's not as graphic, I guess is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I figured it'd be on, like, Netflix or something, but maybe it's on Hulu or whatever.
Might be on Hulu. Hulu's into that kind of thing.
we'll cut.
If not, I've got it on DVD somewhere.
All right, screening at Lindsay's. Anyway. She'll Periscope it for you, Matt. She'll watch it, and she'll Periscope it, so you can watch it through Periscope.
I don't have Periscope.
Well, we can get you Periscope.
I can tout it.
All right, Matt, so what's going to happen on Halloween? Lindsay is going to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show, and she's going to tout it. So make sure you follow the Rock Radio Show account on tout. And go from there.
And go from there.
Because tout is the greatest social media platform of all time, asked Daniel Ryan.
Yep, it's his favorite thing ever.
He's leading the tout revolution.
He's trying to. He's on board for that.
He is on board for that. Anyway, get to the news presented by Garwick.net.
So yeah, so it's our Halloween spectacular, so we're going to be spooky all throughout the show. But we do have a few things we have to cover first. And yeah, we are going to talk about this week's big story, which it has been speculated on since Jeff Jarrett was removed from power in Impact Wrestling. And now it's 100% official. He has been terminated from his position at Impact Wrestling. But not only that, they have terminated their agreement with GFW as well. I never realized you could fire a company before like that, but apparently you can. And he's been fired along with GFW, which makes them both pretty much dead in the water. The reasoning behind Jeff Jarrett finally being let go was supposedly he was 100% intoxicated this weekend at shows in Canada, that somebody saw him passed out drunk, somebody saw that he was drinking before he was wrestling, and that sort of was like, I guess, the straw that broke the camel's back on that one.
Well, no, he was actually fired before that.
Maybe he was drinking because he got fired.
Yeah, he was right. The main issue is because of his drinking. This is back in August, whenever Triple Mania was, August, September, whatever it was.
Yeah.
He performed at the show and he was not in the best of condition. He's been having a hard time apparently, and he's been dealing with it through alcohol, and he's been drinking a lot, and it is affecting his performance. And because of his performance at Triple Mania and because of the drinking issues, is why he was suspended, whatever, put on leave of absence, whatever they called it. I don't remember the terminology. That happened. And his drinking has gotten worse and worse and what have you. What happened over the weekend, he was supposed to appear at Real Canadian Wrestling on Saturday. He appeared for the Friday show. I watched some of the video. He does not look like a man who was drunk. He looked like a man who may have had a drink, but let's be real, most wrestlers who've been in the business for so long probably once in a while have a drink before a match. It's a thing.
Especially on the indie level.
That's indie wrestling.
You would be, well, maybe some people wouldn't be, but some people would be very shocked at how many of them are drinking before the show, during the show, and after the show.
Right, and this goes on to the promoter. If you knew he was drunk, there should have been no way you put him in the ring. He first claimed he didn't know, and then he's on the pro wrestling sheet telling the story of what happened. So if you knew he was passed out and had been woken up, you as a promoter, we know what type of promoter you are. Let's be real. You want him out there, and then you got your publicity out.
Basically, and that's what happened.
And we know who this promoter is. I'm not going to mention his name on the air, but we know who he is. And we know his deal.
Yeah.
He's very shit. Anyway. Moving on from that. That may be a topic for Sunday. So if you want answers to that, ask the person who knows them.
It's a teaser for Sunday. Ooh. But yeah, I mean, this is an unfortunate thing for Jeff Jarrett, and it's sad to see that his drinking has gotten the best of him. But there is hope for him. He did check into rehab, I think today or yesterday. Karen Jarrett was able to secure him WWE-sponsored rehab, and so he has gone to get help for his drinking, so hopefully that will help him turn around, and this is the point where he's able to kind of get things back together again. Because, you know, we know he's been having a hard time, and it's a really sad situation for him, because he had that high where he was able to work that Anthem deal, and he did everything that he did, and it's like, it looked like Impact was on its way back, and he had merged GFW, and everything was going really well for him, and then the drinking stuff started to happen, and it just went downhill super fast. So here's to hoping that Jeff Jarrett gets better.
Hoping Jeff gets back on his feet and kicks it and gets in a better position. As far as the relationship with Impact Wrestling, we've kind of known for a while what was going on. They've taken the GFW name off of everything. The only thing global is the Global Wrestling Network. Everything else is back under the Impact brand. They've redone the belts back to Impact Wrestling. And coming up on November 5th, we will see what the official name is everything will be back to being branded Impact Wrestling fully, unlike it is on television where there's a little bit of confusion. That's the full Jeff Jarrett update. We hope he gets better, and good on WWE for helping out, because they will help out anyone who's ever been under contract for rehab.
And that's such a wonderful program that they have. I think, you know, I don't think enough people speak volumes to that, of how they really do try to look out for their old talent, and they know those problems are out there. And so it's, hey, let us try to help you if possible.
If you abuse their help, they will stop, like yes. In some other cases. But if you're willing and go through the process correctly, they will help you out.
Yes.
If you abuse it and go 10 times, they're not going to bail you out, so you stay out of jail.
Well, I feel like the 10 time people are just going to say it's Scott Hall.
No, I was going to say Sonny, but that's me.
Well, Scott Hall was right up there, too. They have to want to get help as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, in some cases, the system does get abused really, really, really badly. And I think it honestly kind of depends on your relationship with the company and sort of who you are and sort of thing as well.
And Jeff has no relationship with them.
But he could.
No, he hasn't since for a long time since, you know, he was the enemy. So it's good to see them.
It is. It's very good. So anyway, get better, Jeff Jarrett. We believe in you. Ding! Staying on GFW Impact for a second, or to just be Impact right now. Taryn Terrell has officially left Impact Wrestling after a short 3-month stint.
Well, here's the reason. Canada.
Yeah.
She has some prior incidents that do not allow her to travel into Canada, especially for as many times as she probably would need to, since Impact Wrestling is moving its tapings into Canada, probably for the majority of them, while they'll do other cities. They're going to be based in Canada for a while, and this is why Jim Cornette's no longer with the company. This is why David Penzer, who has been the ring announcer, will not be a part of the company. It's not that he can't get in Canada. It's a cross-cutting measure, because I think he lived in Florida, so why fly all the way up to Canada? They can always hire someone local, and stuff like that. So yes, Taryn's gone. They removed her from the match, which was a 4-way, now 3-way. If you want to learn more about the 3-way and everything like that, go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, for the conference call featuring Impact Wrestling's Knockouts champion, Sienna, and one of the challengers, Allie.
Yes, and best of luck to Taryn Terrell.
Yes.
Now, let's shift to some more happy news and do a little Dancing with the Bella.
It is this week's Dancing with the Bella update. Nikki Bella is in 6th place with 158 points after 7 dances. That was this week's edition of Dancing with the Bella update, presented by the Rack Extra, Total Divas, premiering next week right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Premiering, okay.
What do you want from it? It's, you know, I don't know.
Anyway, moving on. Now we have another update that's maybe not so happy. We don't have a lot of really happy news this week. That's a bummer.
And this is not fully true. We're just being reported. So we're just going on what's being reported.
Yes, this is being reported. So this is probably part speculation, part reality, part just whatever. So take this with a grain of salt and take this however you'd like to take it. But we have to, you know, put that little disclaimer in front of it that this is speculation.
According to Sports Illustrated. And go.
According to Sports Illustrated, the reason for Nia Jax's absence is that she is unhappy with her current direction in the company, and that she supposedly called her cousin, The Rock, and he told her that, well, if you're not happy, then you should totally leave. And that's pretty much what's going on right now. Supposedly. There has been no confirmation from Nia, and there's been no confirmation from The Rock to substantiate this at all.
But it's out there. It needed to be put out there. And if it's true, losing respect, because that's just... If she was a 20-year vet, you understand that she's three, four years into the business. That's not how you handle it. What, rightfully or not, it's not the way you do it. You stick it out and you deal with management that way. Walking out is the coward's way. That's it.
Well, I feel like I would never want anyone to be unhappy in their job, right? Like, if you're that unhappy and you're that pissed at your job, then you should have the right to quit, because all the rest of us do. However, she doesn't, because she's under a contract. So it's a really tricky situation. However, if you're walking away like this, I don't know, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way, because it's like, just, you know, we all have to do crap at work we don't like. Seriously, we do. This is really no different. And I know that they have to deal with what they're handed, and what they're handed is sometimes crap. And I completely respect that and understand that just based on what I do for a living. Like, I get being handed just crap and expected to deal with it, but that's what you do, you know?
So it's something where, if it's true, no one knows it if it is, but if it's true, kind of, it's what Steve Austin did. And it took him 9 months to come back. Nia, she is reportedly scheduled to be back with WWE on the European tour next week.
Let's hope it happens.
We'll see what happens. We'll see how far the unhappiness goes. If it's just a couple weeks off, then it's a couple weeks off. But Sports Illustrated, Sports Illustrated, so might as well throw that out there. Speaking of The Rock, though, gotta put this over.
Yes, we need happy news.
Our buddy, Michael Kingston, did the ballsy thing, and he took to social media trying to get The Rock's attention, and got The Rock's attention. A copy of Headlocked will be going to The Rock through his people. He's gonna be able to check out his comic, which is awesome.
And they're trying to get him to write a story for it, right?
No, I don't think so. They just want him to read the comic. It's all they want. They want to get it in front of his eyes. They wanted to hand it to him, but because of his stature, you can't do that because of legal reasons. You can't just hand him anything because of he's an actor in role or whatever. Because if it turns into something into a film or whatever.
Right.
So it's like he can't just blindly be given. But if it goes through his representation, which it is, that's awesome. But he took to social media. People retweeted it, we retweeted it, it got out there, and The Rock saw it, and they got his attention, because they were all going to be in the same place at the same time, and that's why it all went down. That's awesome news, though.
That is awesome news, so congratulations to Michael Kingston. Let's hope it goes somewhere.
Yeah, just pub is pub, and that's all they're looking for. So,
yep.
That's best thing out there.
Free publicity is everything.
Free publicity is everything.
So on that note, we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about WWE TLC. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
Wow.
From my love Notari in the castle east.
Wow.
To the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Wow.
The ghouls of...
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're gonna put something on a list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you. in the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
See something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkin
scream. And welcome back to the Rack. Halloween spooktacular right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com, and FightBoot.com, and the fine folks over at Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. And, well, it's been a while since I've heard, like, the original version of that song. It's funny, because all I ever hear is, like, the Marilyn Manson version.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. It's so much, like, cuter and...
The Disney version so much better?
Yeah, the Disney version so much better. Yeah. It's, like, happier in a way, because, like, the Marilyn Manson version is, like, it's darker sounding, mm-hmm. if that makes sense to anybody. And so, it fits the theme better, but it's like the Disney version. It's like, it's like happy, but it's about Halloween. So, yeah.
It's more upbeat and everything like that.
It's more upbeat, yes. Definitely more upbeat, but it's like the Marilyn Manson version is just like freaking awesome. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on. We're talking about TLC, because, well, if we're going to be talking about a complete cluster, let's open the segment with a kind of a cluster. How about that?
Are we ready to break down Sister Abigail versus the Demon?
No, because it didn't happen! Somehow! Some way, my fears and my prayers were, like, heard and answered in, like, one shot. And let's just talk about it first, because, okay, for those of you that weren't aware, didn't know, didn't hear the show last week, so Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas have been off TV with some mysterious illness that we thought was viral meningitis. It's now been quasi-confirmed that there's actually an epidemic of mumps going around WWE, and that both of them have shown signs. This was added to the fact that JoJo went home and supposedly she has it, although her mom is saying no. Here's where things get really interesting. WWE went to Argentina and South America this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Really weak weekend. And, well, some people got sick, including one Roman Reigns, where he showed signs of mumps and he suddenly was not able to compete at TLC.
He was not in Argentina.
He was not in Argentina, but I'm going to tie into Argentina.
Okay, I want to make that clear.
Yes. Bray Wyatt, still not able to compete at TLC. So what do? They fly AJ Styles from Argentina to TLC.
From Chile.
Or I'm sorry, from Chile to TLC, from South America, the bottom of South America, to TLC.
15 hours.
15 hours to do the show.
Maybe 18. Yeah, Hunter was 15. He was 18. Yeah. In his place, Triple H went from Stamford, Connecticut to Chile to replace AJ. Because they sold the show and the promoter there paid like a lot of money for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they have to make good on, you know, pulling a star. So they sent Hunter. So AJ Styles flew to where were they? Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
For tables, ladders, and chairs to replace Bray Wyatt.
Who's still sick.
Who's still sick will be reevaluated on Monday.
I mean, when I heard that, I was just like, I'm blessed. And it's not a shot at Bray. I was legit worried for Bray about this match, about what this was going to look like, because it's like everybody's taking it as a joke, everybody's laughing at it, everybody's doing, you know, like, nobody's taking this seriously, nobody's looking at this as what it is. At this point, it's just like, screw this, we're gonna make memes, we're gonna make fun of it, and it's just like, oh god, this is not gonna go off the way that they want this to go off. you know, it's like it's Bray Wyatt in drag, it's Bray Wyatt in this, you know, it's Finn Balor who looks like a pumpkin, you know, all these different kinds of things. So, and you heard me on Thursday, if you listen to the show on a weekly basis, if not, go back and listen to our archives, wildtalkradio.com, because I voiced my concerns about this match and how it was going to go off, and basically it's Bray had to win this one, because he's pulling out Sister Abigail, so he has to win, right? Well, they took care of that for us. They just didn't fly him in.
That simple.
That simple, because he's still sick. So, bless him. Get better, Bray. Feel better soon. We love you. Ding. Now let's talk about what did happen. So, they still did Demon Finn. He did not look like a pumpkin. He had a really cool paint job, though. He went with the more classic look. He had his sassy little sash with him, which is his
thing.
Which is his look in the video game. Mm-hmm. The Demon King was amongst us.
The bat on his back was pretty cool.
The bat on his back was really cool. The hands on his chest and the way that they redesigned how he does his mouth were all really nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool looking. I thought it was a cool look. So they had this match. It was AJ Styles and Finn Balor, the Demon. And they had one hell of a match. It went about 15 minutes or so, 15, 16 minutes, and they just tore the house down. Legit tore the house down. They've never worked one-on-one before. They've met in, like, one six-man tag at one point back in Japan, but that was, like, years ago when I was on, like, 4 years ago when I was an opener and whatever. So this was the first time they went one-on-one, and on no sleep after an 18-hour flight. That's a performance AJ Styles brought to the show.
After being sick himself, because he apparently got a stomach bug while in South America, and so he was having issues, but thankfully it was just like a 24-hour thing, and he was able to recover in time to make it to TLC. But yeah, I mean, no sleep, probably not feeling very well. AJ Styles and Finn Balor go out there and do like a 5-star classic for 15, 20 minutes, and I mean, the fans just ate it up, loved it, it was amazing. And yeah, I need more of that in my life. I'm just gonna say it. I need more of that in my life. Although, Finn, not that I'm gonna complain, but honey, you need to learn how to contain that little demon. Either get bigger trunks or just take care of that situation that's going on down there, because, yeah, things were seen. Just saying. That or they just need to not shoot him certain ways anymore. Mainly not up between the legs. Probably not a good shot for him.
But
just...
Or is it a good shot for him?
Well, I know some people who are gonna really like it.
Uh-huh.
You got to see everything, and I mean everything, through his trunks. He didn't have a wardrobe malfunction, but was a tad excited for the match, and yeah. Anyway, we're going to move on. Great match. Fantastic match. Wonderful match. We were totally not just talking about Finn's little demon, right? Not a thing.
I haven't said a word about his little demon. I don't know what you're
Anyway.
I don't know what you're going off about. Anyway, moving
that
on.
Happen.
This is awesome. Start of the match. My one complaint was Michael Cole on commentary when someone was on Finn was on his stomach, right? Or AJ was on his stomach, and Finn goes he goes on top of him. It's like he's going for the cover, but he's laying on his stomach, not exactly going for a cover. But that's how they go. Anyway, the match was fine. I enjoyed it. It was outstanding. And yeah, in the end, Finn Balor won and then got beat clean on Monday Night Raw. Momentum, none of it. None of it whatsoever.
Well, I mean, I think they have to kind of keep him on an even keel, because I'm not sure if the program with Bray is going to continue. And it's like he beats AJ Styles and he's, you know, that's a huge win for him. And it's like, okay, all right, we got to like pull that back a little bit. So they had him lose to Kane, which I don't mind him losing to Kane. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, honestly, it's Kane.
But he got squashed by Kane.
I wouldn't say he got squashed.
He got squashed by Kane.
He did not get squashed by Kane.
He got squashed by Kane.
He did not get squashed by Kane.
He did get squashed by Kane.
Nope.
She doesn't want to admit it, but he got squashed by Kane.
He did not get squashed by Kane. He's overdramatic.
No, Kane's overdramatic. Anyway, moving on.
The whole family's overdramatic. He gets it from Taker.
So, let's move back a little bit, since we jumped to, like, the middle of the show. Let's see. The PowerPoint was canceled.
I'm very upset about the PowerPoint being canceled. Let me just tell you how upset about... I am about this, because I can't even speak right. So, I help make, like, professional-level PowerPoints, or I actually, like, direct, art direct kind of professional-level PowerPoints. That's one of the things that I kind of do for a living, so I was, like, super excited, because I really wanted to critique the hell out of this, and they just ruined my fun. I'm most upset, because I really kind of actually wanted to remake it if it was crap.
We had Alicia Fox taking on Sasha Banks. We gotta stop with this beat the count spot, because we did it twice in this match. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's every match is now getting this, is he going to beat the 10 count? Are they going to beat the 10 count? And when you do it twice in a match, it's still overdone. If it actually went to a count out once in a while, then you could believe it, but everyone beats it at 9.5.
Right.
95% of the time. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was okay.
Sasha won. The match was fine. We also learned that tonight is not tables, ladders, and chairs. But according to Dean Ambrose, it's tables, ladders, chairs, and...
stairs?
No.
War.
Speaking of being overdramatic.
He was being very overdramatic. Main show had Asuka versus Emma kicking it off.
This was solid. This is more than solid. And you know, it's such a shame that Asuka isn't over at all.
I've been reading some things on the internet where people thought this match did not work. Like, it didn't do anything for Asuka. It's like, yeah, it did.
Made her look good.
Made Emma
look good, too.
That's the key. Made Emma look good and made Asuka look good.
I think a lot of people were expecting Asuka to come in and just squash Emma, and because of all the substitutions and replacements on the show, I think they actually extended out the match a little bit to buy some time so they actually got to work together, because Asuka and Emma can actually work together really, really, really well. They did some nice things together in NXT, so they got to have a really solid, good wrestling match together where they got to tell a little bit of a story in the match, and it gave Asuka real competition, because I feel like you can kind of get away with her squashing everybody in NXT. You shouldn't have a lot of that on the main roster, because now she's on the next level. Like, that's the whole part of the story, is it's like, yeah, okay, so she walked all over NXT. Let's see her do that to the main roster, and the main roster girl should offer her more of a challenge.
Should she be squashing people like Dana? Yeah.
Yeah, but Emma, it's like they're trying to do something with Emma. It's not 100% working, but they're trying with Emma, and this is a good way to help Emma out in addition to Asuka. It's like, yes, she lost, but she looked damn good doing it. Like, she put up a hell of a fight in this match before Asuka ever beat her.
Yeah, I thought this was the perfect match. It was the perfect debut for Asuka. It was a perfect setup for Emma. This was Emma's first ever singles match on pay-per-view. And it worked out perfect for both ladies. Asuka won. Emma got over a little bit. I don't get the idea why this was a bad thing.
I thought it was a really solid opener. I mean, it's like, again, for all the substitutions that we had, it's you didn't have a lot of options in turn. And just in general, you didn't have a lot of options that could open TLC. You really didn't. It's not like you're going to open with Balor and Wyatt. Or in this case, Balor and Styles. You're not going to open with the Shield. You're not going to do that. You need something that you can open with that's going to be 100% solid, that they're going to set the tone, they're going to set the pace, they're going to let you know this is how this show's going to go. Because you can generally tell how well a show's going to go by the opening match. Now, there are some flukes where it's like the opening match is really good, and then the show just kind of all goes to hell. This wasn't the case. This match was a really nice opener. It was super enjoyable to watch. I mean, I guess to each their own in this case, but I didn't have a problem with this match. I thought it was fine.
We had Elias concert number one interrupted by Protos.
Okay, this is... I had a problem with this. They did the Bad News Barrett thing a couple years ago where he, like, came out to fill the awkward dead space, and they had him come out, like, three times. For Elias, it was just like, no, please don't do this to me. Not again.
Before we move on, I want to mention one more. I wanted you to mention one more
thing. Mm.
Since you got to see it. Asuka's new entrant.
He's pretty. He's so pretty. I like the rotating masks. The rotating masks are cool. They updated the 3D on it, which is, like, they actually did 3D animation for it, which is really nice. And they do all her masks. They have them rotate through, which is cool. But yeah, I mean, it looks good on the main roster. Like, it looks good on the Raw stage. And her old one didn't look bad. But this is, like, the upgraded version. Like, they actually took the time to do up her entrance, which they don't necessarily do for a lot of NXT people coming up. Like, generally, they keep their old entrance and everything like that until they kind of do something, and then they get something new. No, Asuka, she gets pretty things right off the bat, because she's a boss.
It was 205 Live on TLC. It was Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher versus Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. New music for Jack. I liked his old music, but he's a heel now, so they got him heel music.
I'm okay with it. I actually really like the heel persona.
Heel persona's working.
So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me that they swapped out his music. I think it's fine. Because it's like the comedy thing is good in small doses, but it had kind of run its course for him, so he needed to move on from that, and I think he did.
The only complaint I had about the match is Cedric did his flip to the outside and didn't touch either guy. And the announcers were putting over how impressive it was. And then they replayed it. Oh my god, did you see how impressive it was? I was like, he didn't touch him. He, like, whiffed.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't shoot it right.
No, he still whiffed.
Yeah, he still whiffed, but they can sometimes shoot it in a way where it looks like they hit when they miss. And I think the way that they did it, it was just like, yeah, it was obvious.
No, they were in position for that. They were in position for, you know, to do it, but he whiffed.
I'm trying to give him a little credit here.
I know. It's not working. Anyway, good intensity for the finish. Lumbar Tech, Swan, and Alexander win.
Yay!
Raw Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James. It's all about the booty?
It's all about the booty, and this was a hell of a match. They've, like, upgraded in terms of being able to work together, and I enjoyed the hell out of this.
Yeah, and the whole biscuit butt thing led to Alexa talking about how cute her butt is and getting slapped on the butt during the match.
Very much appreciated that. Thank you.
She did not. She did not enjoy being slapped in the ass.
She doesn't like the spanking, is what you're telling me?
Not from Mickey. What she does elsewhere, maybe she does.
Who knows?
Who knows? We had a slap fest as well. But the best part of the whole part of this match was Mickey's selling was well done. She was selling her arm the entire time, and it made for an enjoyable match. Alexa got the win. I thought it was good. I really enjoyed it. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Ready for another concert?
No.
Made more food throwing. And
that's all I can say about it. I mean, just...
And in what was not match of the night, Cruiserweight title, Kalisto versus Enzo.
This wasn't bad.
It was bad.
It was okay.
It was bad. Enzo was very sloppy. He couldn't take the head scissors correctly. It was not very good. Enzo is not a good wrestler. He could take a beating, but when he has to do some things, he's not really good at it.
Well, maybe he'll get better with experience.
Well, he is the two-time Cruiserweight champion.
Which I guess is surprising, but it isn't.
No, it's not really surprising.
I was kind of hoping they would keep it on Kalisto, but I guess not.
Nope. Anything else you want to add to that?
No. I'm good.
Concert number 3. This led to a match, Jordan versus Elias, with a quote-unquote botched finish. It was okay.
It was there.
It was there.
It was filler.
It was filler.
And I hate to say that, but that's what it
was. That's what it was. It was a bonus match, filler match. They needed to fill some time.
I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about. I don't know if it was a botched finish. It was an interesting finish, I'll give it that. It's probably the most interesting thing in the match. Boys, calm down.
It's a real aggressive game.
I want a fist fight on the field. Be like hockey. I want a fist fight. Do it.
Now, what you mentioned at the start, Roman Reigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was not on the show.
Nope.
Who did they get to replace him?
They got your Olympic hero. For the first time in, 10 years, Kurt Angle is going to step into a WWE ring at TLC. What?
Yep, first time in 11 years, Kurt Angle, back in the ring for WWE. First time he's had a match since the beginning of March. So, Kane, Braun, Cesaro, Sheamus, Miz all make their entrance. We get the Shield music. He was handed the vest earlier, and he comes out with Rollins and Ambrose through the crowd in Shield gear. That was something.
That was something. That really was something. It was a cool moment to see them all come through the crowd because we were sitting here and they kicked it off and it's like, all right, how are they doing the entrance? Let's see. How are they? They're coming through. Kurt's coming through the crowd with them. Okay. And he's in the Shield gear.
Which?
Even better.
Which saves the real Kurt Angle in ring return.
Yes.
With the red, white, and blue and everything like that. That saves the Mania return for a real Kurt Angle thing. This was a one-off, and we all knew it.
But that's okay, because it's a good way to get him back in the ring. In terms of this match, the fact that it was TLC was good for Kurt, and was really good for Kane, because Kane's hips are bothering him.
It's like he's been walking a lot campaigning.
I know. Imagine that.
Imagine that. So we had chairs, a lot of them, being swung everywhere. We had ladders being swung everywhere. Shield dominates. Chair shots to the chest of Strowman that made you go, ow? And then the big men were laid out on the announce table. Dean and Seth go up on ladders, and they put people through tables.
Whee!
Splat. We got some Olympic Suplex City. Kane was like, I'm still alive. Gets in the ring. He takes an ankle lock. Braun's like, nope. Braun goes after Kurt. Braun then puts Kurt through a table. The safest way possible. Like, legit, the safest way possible.
Yeah, I have to give props to Braun Strowman because he, like, took major care of Kurt here.
Because if you looked at all the tables tonight, they weren't breaking really well.
No, they weren't.
He put them through the safest table they had. Kurt Angle does a cell job, gets taken out. So it's a 5-on-2 beatdown for a while. We had Kane accidentally hitting Braun with a chair. Starts the first little, something's going on there.
Are we sure he accidentally hit him with a chair? Are we positive?
I don't know after what happened afterwards. They try to do a double crucifix powerbomb to Dean. It did not work. Table did not really give. So Braun's like, all right, put it in the corner. I'm going to drive him through it. And you just check them through it. We bring Dean and Seth up to the ramp. We have a garbage truck. And then we start trying to put Dean and Seth in it. They escape. They dive off of it. Miz runs away. He gets double teamed. We make our way back up. Kane ends up chokeslamming Braun off the stage because the tensions were running high there. And then Braun grabs Kane's foot. Kane doesn't like being touched on his foot. It's not his fetish.
He's not into the foot things.
And pulls down the chairs on top of Braun. I like that spot.
That was a really good spot because we got to see a touch of that evil, like, evil Kane that I personally enjoy. So it was nice to see just that little hint of him where he's a little bit more maniacal. He's a little bit more murderous.
Right.
And yeah, so it's like, oh, look, evil Kane's back. Yay.
So he goes back to working with his teammates. He double chokeslams Rollins and Ambrose. They're over by the garbage truck. Braun's still alive. He comes out. His teammates try to separate Kane and Kane.
No. Braun's still alive, and Kane's like, huh, it didn't work. Like, he's a little rusty on the murder. He doesn't quite remember how to do it right. Been a minute.
So what do they do? Him and his teammates gang up on Braun, and they put Braun in the garbage truck, and then they crush him inside of it.
Okay.
Go.
Alright, first we have vehicular homicide with Braun Strowman. Or attempted vehicular homicide with Braun Strowman. Now we have attempted murder with a garbage truck. Like, what? What is wrong here? Like, you know, basically, and this is where I have problems with this kind of stuff, is it's like they do something like this where the implication is like in any other scenario, in a real life scenario, you would be dead, right? You would be 100% dead if that was the case, you know? Like, there's no real follow-up to it other than Kane cut a promo on Monday, but it's like, Kurt Angle isn't concerned. Nobody in WWE is overly concerned that Braun Strowman got put in a garbage truck and was potentially crushed to death. Like, nobody really cares. And I think that's where I just have a problem with it, is it's like, there really should be some kind of follow-up to something like that when you do something like that, where everybody's just like, yeah. Especially Kurt. Kurt should be like, what the hell did y'all do? Like, Kurt should be flipping out, you know? Because that's one of his talents, and it's like, that's a liability. And again, like I said, in any other real-life situation, you would be dead. You would be 100% dead. So, you know, it's like, there needs to be some kind of continuity there where it's like, you know, Braun Strowman, he's in the hospital, or he's somewhere recuperating from his injuries, like, or they could have followed it up where they're opening the garbage truck, and Braun kind of stumbles out, covered in blood, kind of like what he did with the ambulance, and he just goes off. And he has to sit out for a couple weeks until he's better to come back. Like, that's really what they should have done to show that there is some level of consequence, like physical consequence, to doing something like that. Because now what it is like, you're showing this to children and teens, right? And it's, the message is, oh, hey, you can throw someone in the back of a garbage truck and they'll be fine. And that's not the case. They get squished. So, you know.
Interception return for a touchdown for Baltimore. 26-0.
Hey! So, yeah. I mean, that's my only issue with this. Is like, yeah, it looks really cool, but there's no consequences to it. And I mean, I'm okay with my wrestling if they, when they do stuff like this, provided they show consequences. It's just like Roman, when he did what he did, there were no consequences to it. None whatsoever. So, you know, it's kind of like, if you're going to go to that level, you need to be prepared to follow it up. And they haven't, they generally don't actually follow it up.
Nope.
But other than that, it was fine.
So,
like, this match was a huge cluster, but it was entertaining as all hell.
Mm-hmm. So, Seth was getting beat down, Dean makes a save, he gets beat down, Kurt makes a save, he comes running down, Angle slam to Cesaro through a table. Shield drive came through the barricade a la Roman Reigns. Kurt's in some trouble in the ring, he goes for a skull crushing finale, 2 count. Angle gets back up, gets the ankle lock on Miz. Miz escapes, Kurt almost falls on his head on the simplest spot. Because he was supposed to fall out of the ring and he almost fell on his head.
Yeah.
Then the Shield surround the ring. We have Slay the King, the knee, the Dirty Deeds, and an angle slam, followed by the roaring Shield bomb. Your winners, the Olympic Shield, Angle, Rollins, and Reigns.
It sounds like a condom.
The Olympic Shield or Olympic Shield bomb?
The Olympic Shield. Olympic Shield bomb sounds like something you get at Lush.
So, overall, what'd you think of the show?
Overall, I think this was a really entertaining show. I think it was a lot better than it was probably initially going to be, which is always good. I mean, again, I feel like Bray kind of dodged a bullet on this one,
mm-hmm.
just a little bit. But we'll see what they do when he's finally recovered from his mumps and he's back.
Yes, we will. By the way, you went 6-1.
Really?
Yeah.
What one did I miss?
Kalisto.
Oh, okay. Right.
8-Ball went 5-2. The video game went 4-3. In fact, this is, like, I think it was the first time ever everyone was above 500.
That's really sad. It's good, but it's really sad at the same time.
Yeah, and I went 7-0.
Of course you did. Wait, no, I thought you picked AJ.
No, I picked Finn.
I thought you picked AJ.
No, I stuck with Finn.
Who picked AJ?
Omega.
Oh, okay, that's right, yeah.
I think he picked him and then he went back to Finn. Because Omega.
Did he?
Yeah, because Omega was 7-0 as well. Remember when I said it was the demon?
Mm-hmm.
He reverted back.
Oh, that's right, yeah, that's right. He was like, oh, it's the demon? Okay, yeah. That's right. So anyway, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to have all your favorites, Tweet of the Week, SmackDown Throwdown, NXT Rundown. So you'll see in the rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry. We've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This Tuesday, the stars of WTR Championship Professional Wrestling get prepared for Haunted Halloween. What types of tricks or treats are in store for your favorite WTR stars? Find out this Tuesday night for Haunted Halloween at 11:15 p.m. Eastern, only on twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got 3 easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Like living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It is our Halloween spooktacular, so we're getting a little spooky in time for Halloween. And, well, you should go check out our very fine sponsors, Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211, and if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. If you get a quick second, go check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com. And, well, if you're just tuning in, you missed the news, you missed TLC, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, Fandango. Drew Garlick is okay. In response to Stephanie McMahon, which Brock has those tweets, so you know he'll tell you what she said. Trent Seven says, "Dance off ready, Tyler Bate. I want to see it." And Tyler Bate replies, "Nice moves." And Lloyd Cat tweets out, "I am the daddy of all bowling. Hashtag bully daddy is coming to attack wrestling tonight." And Tyler goes, "The bowling daddy, everyone." Because, you know, Starkiness. Darth Vader, a.k.a. Depressed Darth. "When you're writing a paper and trying to make the minimum word count, and it's the picture from Rogue One where they're getting arrested, and the robot's going, 'These are prisoners. I'm taking them to imprison them.'" Imprison. So, yeah, very, very classic scene. Well, maybe not classic, but, you know, great scene. If you haven't seen Rogue One, you should totally go check out Rogue One because it's awesome and amazing. And the new Star Wars comes out in December. Did y'all know that? As I tried to terribly stall. So yeah, new Star Wars December trailer looks awesome. Is Luke going to go dark? Are Rey and Kylo going to hook up? God, I hope not. That would just be weird.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. It's been a busy week at work.
Corey Graves. "So Sister Abigail turned into AJ Styles. I volunteer for possession. Also, real Kurt Angle's back? What is life?" WWE tweets out Kurt's return. Kurt Hawkins goes, "Guys, this is embarrassing. You spelled my name wrong. I'm Kurt with a C."
Aww.
The Rock talks about how it's officially The Rock Day. So cool and badass honor to have the mayor of Vancouver honor him. Rusev goes, "Ha, Rusev Day was here first. Go get your own shtick." Gus Ramsey, "Happy WWE 5th Major Day in honor of TLC. I'm going to sit on a chair at a table and make a ladder out of sausage. sausage links. You do you, man. You do you. Fitlink. Here's a new one for me. TSA pulled my bags apart because I had Brazil nuts in my backpack. First water, now nuts. What's going on? Regal. Have you not figured out yet that you are very suspect? Finley goes, do you think that's what it is? I have a pleasant face, love animals, and babies. I love when they communicate with each other.
They're the kind of wrestlers that's like wrestlers on Twitter are like the best thing ever.
And now here we go. Stephanie McMahon sees the twerking. She goes, whose husband is this? OMG. Hashtag this is awesome. Hashtag WD Santiago. Hunter goes, yeah, it's in the song, Steph. All about the hips and how you twerk them. Sean goes, and he makes fun of me? The Rock goes, I always knew our boy had some soul in him.
Wait. You left the best hashtag off the Sean tweet.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Roadwife. Roadwife. Yeah.
Roadwife.
I'm trying to make sure I have all that. Yeah, that's that part of the conversation. All right. We'll continue on. Drew Gulak, silenced by the bigwigs again. In parentheses, we know that's a wig, Renee Young. You're not fooling anyone. Down with bigwigs, up with big ideas. Renee goes, this is not a wig. In all caps.
Poor Renee.
Mustafa Ali, Enzo lost his voice. Miracles do happen. Taz, Strowman is going to come out of that truck my height. Well, you never know. Pete Powers, if Shredder can survive the garbage truck finish, Ron Strowman will be alright for the sequel. Hashtag Secret of the Ooze. Hashtag Ninja Turtles. And one more to the twerking thing. Triple H replied, see, Rock knows.
You do know.
Mm-hmm. Jason Gay goes, there's a yacht owner who, when asked, how'd you get a yacht, is like, you know, that cup of granola atop a yogurt parfait? I invented that. Of course.
Of course you did.
Impact Wrestling talked about Jeff Jarrett stuff, right? Mm-hmm. On Twitter. EC3 goes, well, glad I didn't go through with that GFW tattoo on my chest.
Ethan!
James McKenna, Papa, Romero, Oscar, Uniform, Delta, Delta, Alpha, Delta. What does that spell? Proud Dad. And it's a picture of Seth and Dean and Kurt.
Aww.
All in the Shield gear. Someone tweets, Kevin Owens, go to hell. Kevin Owens goes, no. Rusev live tweets SmackDown. Maybe Corbin will start wrestling with a hat soon. Yes, Sammy will follow you and your friend anytime you decide to go to the gym. Rusev, wow, Daniel Bully Bryan, how's this fair to my wife? Oh yeah, it's not. Justice for all. Rusev, my Twitter got hacked by Grumpy Rusev, sorry. Rusev, my phone dive, saved a lot of comments. I have a feeling Grumpy Rusev will be back soon. Until then, keep on keeping on. I work out. Do you? Drew McIntyre, as surreal as NXT San Antonio is for me. History shows Shawn Michaels as ref usually equals drama, and will be 20 years since that controversial finish. Shawn, I'm sure it will be fine, Drew McIntyre, Adam Cole. Maybe. Hashtag maybe. Hashtag Sweet Jim Music. Hashtag NXT San Antonio. Let's see. Mojo. Zack Ryder, I never felt more like your teammate before. Love it when you kick the crap out of Kurt Hawkins. That guy sucks. Brian Myers, Kurt Hawkins goes, hanging on Zack Ryder in WWE, picking up Rob Gronkowski's scraps at the clubs. Can you do anything for yourself? Mojo replied, coming from Kurt Hawkins, whose only accomplishment has been successfully stuffing his saggy man boobs into his singlet every week.
Ouch.
Oh, man. Michael Hicks. Amazon Key is a new service that allows strangers to enter your home, hide in your closet, and kill you in your sleep. Free with Prime. Marie Connor. The new season of Dateline is brought to you by Amazon Key, bringing stalkers and victims together in a new hip way.
Amazon, what the hell with that?
Stephanie. Happy anniversary to the man of my dreams, the father of my children, and my best friend. Now, about that twerking... Trinity goes, Naomi, aw, congrats, hashtag goals, I'm sure his twerk has nothing on yours. Hunter replies, 14 years and it still gets better every day. Happy anniversary. you know. And
wait, we got a fist fight. We got a fist fight. I want a hat. Somebody throw a hat.
That's only when they run out of flags.
I think they ran out of flags. Oh, Sue's involved. That's why.
Am I allowed to continue?
Yes, you're allowed to continue.
Should note the first part of the tweaks, it has a star next to it. Triple H now with all new twerking action. Kid Chris, where the hell is Tom Phillips? I want answers at Corey Graves, at WWE Graves. Corey Graves goes, Tom Phillips relocated to Albania to drive a limo and sell counterfeit designer goods out of his trunk. Now we know what the assignment truly is.
Yep.
That's Tweet of the Week.
All right, well, let's do some SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
The Wrestle Dads are fighting and I don't like it.
Explain why.
Well, okay, so Monday night, Shane made the decision, maybe not the smartest decision, but still a cool one, to go invade Monday Night Raw. Daniel Bryan, being the peacemaker that he is, disagreed with this decision. He didn't like it. And, well, Shane basically told Bryan to F off. That sometimes he had to make decisions without Bryan. It's a very uncomfortable situation. One that I think is going to lead to us losing Daniel Bryan. I would hope not. Or it might lead to him getting back in the ring. Who knows? But the Wrestle Dads are fighting and I don't like it.
Makes for great TV, though.
It makes for great TV. Like, you know, eventually there was going to have to be, you know, some tension between Shane and Daniel at some point. Like, you can't have them be buddy-buddy the entire time as much as we like it. There has to be a difference of opinion at some point. Otherwise, you know, what's...
Touchdown, Baltimore. I don't know what you were saying.
Otherwise, what's the point?
You know who was not a part of the siege of Monday Night Raw?
A bunch of people, but who?
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, he didn't participate in the group activity.
He was not a part of the group activity. He came out, confronted Shane McMahon, and I love heel Sami.
Oh my god, heel Sami is amazing.
And he came out, he talked about how him and Kevin have decided that we'll be on Team SmackDown for Survivor Series. We'll help you out. Shane doesn't want to. Shane's like, you know.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, don't need you. But this is the land of opportunity. I'll give you a chance, though. You have to earn it. Just by being your opponent. His opponent this evening will be Randy Orton.
Shane's just a little pissed.
Yeah.
This is why you don't upset your father.
Later in the show, we saw Kevin Owens did return to SmackDown. It was a little concerning that he may have not been there, but he was there.
Yeah, we forgot to mention in the news, but Kevin Owens also came off the South American tour due to family issues. Nobody really knows what was happening, but he did need to go home due to a family emergency, and it's thankfully been resolved and everybody's okay, so that's always good news to hear.
And then Sami Zayn in the main event took on Randy Orton. Randy Orton won with a low blow behind the referee's back and an RKO. Kevin Owens was there. Kevin Owens was mad that Randy did the low blow. And next week, it'll be Kevin Owens versus Shinsuke for a spot in the match. Get this feeling that Kevin's not making Team SmackDown.
Nope, he's going to be their cheerleader.
And Kevin and Sami may have maybe disrupting some stuff.
Yep, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We had a 5-way to determine the captain of Team SmackDown for the women, won by Becky Lynch.
Go, Becky, go.
Sin Cara beat Baron Corbin, this time by disqualification.
Okay.
It's eating up TV time.
I know, but still, it's like...
I'm trying to figure out what will be worse. If Sin Cara beats Baron Corbin, and it's Sin Cara versus Miz, or Baron Corbin versus Miz at Survivor Series? It's a tough one.
Honestly, I think Sin Cara might be a little bit better.
Not by much.
Well, but they're the same size. Miz and Sin Cara are the same size, and Sin Cara is a bit adaptable. Baron is adaptable, but not as much, so I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, New Day lost to Gable and Benjamin when Benjamin kicked Woods from behind, and Gable got the win. Solid match.
Very solid match.
I'll let you explain the Fashion Dogs.
Okay. So we see Officer Dango, Officer Breeze, with a suspect, one James Ellsworth. He's tied to a chair, because we're getting kinky on SmackDown.
He had gone missing, by the way.
He had gone missing. They found him.
He was off his leash.
He was off his leash. He's a bad James. And they're asking him about the briefcase, that he had been seen with a briefcase, and James is like, no, I wasn't seen with a briefcase. And then the Ascension comes in, and the Ascension essentially wants to torture him, which, again, I have concerns. Minor concerns. But it's part of Pulp Fiction, so it's like, okay, whatever. So they're getting ready to let the Ascension do their thing when Carmella shows up with her briefcase. And she wants her James back. And, well, Officer Dango needs to inspect her briefcase before he can do that. And he inspects her briefcase only to pull out James's really nasty, dirty underwear. Ew. I think that was the general consensus, was ew.
Yep. Then the Ascension were talking about how they've yet to solve a single mystery. Like, who broke into their office? The briefcase. To be. You know, go ahead.
And the Ascension are like, dude, it's really obvious who did it.
Mm-hmm, the Bludgeon Brothers. But Breeze said there's no B in Brothers. Kind of corrected him, but he insisted the B must be silent. Fandango said things were set to get even stranger. So next week is Stranger Things.
Yes, in anticipation of the debut of Stranger Things, which happens this Friday. Or next Friday.
Jinder and his crew came out. The crew mocked the Heyman intro and talked about they're the advocates for the WWE champion. Jinder cut his promo. AJ Styles beat Smal Singh in like 40 seconds. They'll do the match next week against the other Singh brother, I think. Samir. Yeah, be the other Singh brother next week. And next week is a 2 out of 3 falls match with Dolph and Bobby. The show was fine.
Solid.
Solid show. Nothing overly spectacular. The main event was really good, though.
Main event was really good, yeah. But Jinder, honey, you gonna die. He gonna kill you. Just so you know. Jesus, look at that. Look at him run back.
About to be 40 to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is, it's time for NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
I'm just going to say, Aleister Black and Velveteen Dream go.
Okay, what the hell? What, like, seriously, what the actual hell was this? And I'm not saying it was bad. It's, there is a WWE writer. I don't know who it is, and I don't know if it's more than one, that lets their freak flag fly. And it was a trend in WWE for a while where they were doing that, where it's like these really oddly kinky situations would just randomly turn up in wrestling, and you're sitting here like, wait, what? Such is the case in point with Aleister Black and the Velveteen Dream. So Aleister Black is coming out to wrestle. He's doing his epic level entrance. He's, you know, being his normal, calm self, when who should attack him but one Velveteen Dream. Dream drags Aleister into the ring, ties him up in the ropes, and proceeds to scream at him to say his name while slapping Aleister around, who is still tied up in the ropes. And Aleister, being the stubborn bastard that he is, and really doesn't like being the bottom, refused. I mean, just what? Just what? I mean, I liked it, I enjoyed it, I don't understand Dream's need for Aleister to say his name, but okay, sure, this works. Gives him something to do.
Leading to a match of TakeOver.
A Say My Name match? Say My Name, Say My Name?
Say My Name, Say My Name. Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch lost to Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
It was a thing.
It was a thing. It really was just a thing. The main event was Andrade Cien Almas versus Roderick Strong. Good match. Andrade picked up the win after Zelina did a hurricanrana off the side of the ring, sending him into the steel steps. That was well done. Should note before this, and I'll let Lindsay comment, randomly Drew McIntyre was doing a press conference outside the PC, and Zelina showed up asking, where's the contract? Where's the contract? Why does my client have a title match yet? And Zelina complains that Drew is ducking Cien Almas.
Drew doesn't determine the contracts. It's Regal.
I know. She wants him to go to Regal to get... Yeah, anyway.
Go to Regal yourself, honey.
Now, speaking of things, after the match, what'd you think of it?
Cien and...
Strong.
Strong? I thought it was really good.
Afterwards, the Undisputed Era decides to show up, and they know how good he is, and they can be better, and, you know, he needs to be with them. He needs to be with the Nexus. I mean, the Undisputed Era.
God, that's exactly what I thought. How sad is that?
It's a yellow, the black and yellow armband.
Black and yellow armband, man. It's Nexus 2.0. It's just ROH faction this time.
So they want Roderick to join up with them. I mean, I like it. I like the ideas.
I like the idea. It's a good story. I just, it's like, and I know stuff gets reused and you're going to see stuff get reused as time goes on kind of thing. But it's just like, oh God, it's the Nexus. What the hell?
And then, in the middle of the show, we have the NXT Women's Championship qualifying Battle Royal.
So many wifeys. So many damn wifeys.
So, we have Vanessa Bourne, Bianca Belair, Sage Beckett, Mercedes Martinez, Candice LeRae, a whole bunch of people, including Nikki Cross, because of what happened with her. She was allowed back into the tournament. Billie Kay was in it. Mia Yim and all the crew from... not Mia Yim. She was not in it. A lot of the people from the Mae Young Classic were in it, but... including the one from... who was with Undisputed Era, Conti?
Tynara Conti.
Conti. She was in it as well. And that's who Nikki Cross went right after first. Got her out of the match. I enjoyed this Battle Royal. This is better than most Battle Royals. The one thing we need to talk about. Saved by the Hair. Billie Kay is is being thrown out of the ring, and she's on the apron, and Bianca Belair is trying to get her out, and Billie Kay pulls on Bianca's hair to pulling on her long ass hair.
This is why you don't have hair the length of your body. Right here.
Then she pulls her back in the ring and she just beats her with her hair.
Which, it looks vicious, and I'm sure it hurts. I just don't know if it's, like, my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an interesting idea. It's a new idea. I don't think I've ever seen anybody else do that before, so props to her for doing that. But it's just, it's like, at some point, that's going to get declared illegal, and then what are you going to do? Yeah. Like, you just can't, you know, have her do that, and everybody be okay with it, because now that's, basically, it's like, okay, well, she's technically beating her opponent with a foreign object. Yes, it's connected to her skull, but she's still beating her opponent with a foreign object. So it's like, I don't know.
So at NXT TakeOver, it will be Nikki Cross, who won the Battle Royal, Kairi Sane, Peyton Royce, and Ember Moon for the vacant NXT Women's Championship.
Go Scottish Wifey, go. Even though I think Spooky Wifey's going to get it.
Okay, we'll get deeper into this in how many weeks? A couple weeks from now?
A couple weeks, yeah.
When we do the full NXT TakeOver preview, we'll have to get the NXT analyst back on the show, if available. I don't want Kairi Sane to win it.
Oh, that's right, Kairi Sane's in the match.
I don't want her to win it.
I think she's going to, though.
I know she's going to, but we're going to have... It's going to be the Asuka story again, and I'd rather them wait to get to the Asuka story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Kairi at least presents the appearance of beatability. Like, the thing with Asuka was, like, she came in, and Carrie has the same kind of the same reputation, but Asuka came in with a certain reputation that they played in their favor.
I know, but I've read... What made the women's era good in NXT was the belt never stayed on one person for a while. It went back and forth to different people. So, like, Kairi Sane can get the belt at some point. What's on the... Is that a cat? A cat's on the...
Oh, kitty! How did a cat get on the field?
That's a really good question.
Somebody catch it? Oh, it's a little baby, too. It's like a kitten.
Oh, ran across the entire field.
Look, it wants to play.
I love that they have a slow motion replay of it.
That's hilarious. It's like, nope, 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 not going that way, nope. It's almost like, whee! I'm on the football field.
Anyway, we'll get deeper into that when we get to TakeOver.
Yes, yes, we will. But for now, I think that does it for the Halloween Spooktacular. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it does.
So, well, you got stuff to plug, so plug.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, and Unusual. If the intern gets me it, we're doing the Greater than Great Debate horror movies. If he doesn't get to me, we're still doing horror movies, but it'll be a really quick rush job since, anyway. So it's the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. The CB Radio Saturday night, midnight-ish. Wow. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag Blaine Rob, Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out WTR Simpson Presents, WTR Championship Professional Wrestling. Tuesday night at 11:15 p.m. Eastern. We're doing Haunted Halloween. What does that all mean? Tune in, find out. Twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bella Season 2, Episode 8, now available. Total Divas Season 7?
Yeah, I think Season 7.
Episode 1 will be available next Thursday. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to us on Twitch. Follow us, like us, everything on the social medias. Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Tumblr, Instagram, it's all there. Rack Radio Show at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And before I go turn it over to you, since last year, it is 71-6, or 78-6 now, that the Ravens have outscored the Dolphins.
Shocker.
Yeah, so there you go. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, Wrestling Figure Photography, instagram.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and, well, fightbook.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack Halloween Spooktacular right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back next week. Till then, bye!